Good morning, Symphony Church. We are continuing in our Lent devotionals, and today I'll be reading for us Ephesians chapter 5, verses 6 through 21. Ephesians 5, 6 through 21. Let no one deceive you with empty words, for because of these things, the wrath of God comes upon the sons of disobedience. Therefore, do not become partners with them, for at one time you were darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light, for the fruit of light is found in all that is good and right and true. And try to discern what is pleasing to the Lord. Take no part in the unfruitful works of darkness, but instead expose them. For it is shameful even to speak of the things that they do in secret. But when anything is exposed by the light, it becomes visible, for anything that becomes visible is light. Therefore it says, "Awake, O sleeper, and arise from the dead, and Christ will shine upon you." Look carefully then how you walk, not as unwise, but as wise, making the best use of the time, because the days are evil. Therefore do not be foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is. And do not get drunk with wine, for that is debauchery, but be filled with the Spirit, addressing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody to the Lord with your heart, giving thanks always and for everything to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, submitting to one another out of reverence for Christ. Amen. About a month ago, I was sitting in my room at night when suddenly the power went out. No problem, I said to myself. The circuit breaker usually gets tripped every now and then. But when I opened the door to exit my room, I found myself walking into the adjacent room, which was lit up. And I quickly realized that actually my whole apartment was fine and it had power except for my room. I didn't know it at the time, but my room would go on to be without power for the next 3 weeks. And throughout those 3 weeks, I was constantly reminded of how important light is. You know, my room doesn't get much sun through the windows in the first place, and I usually have my lights on whenever I'm in it. And so having no choice but to be in the dark at all times, it resulted in, I think, two major changes. One, being in my room seriously worsened my mental and emotional well-being. I try to tough it out and just keep doing work and spending time in my room. And without me even realizing it, being in the dark brought my mood way down and drained my energy. A second, my room got so messy. It turns out that when you can't see how unmade your bed is and how cluttered your desk has been and all the clothes that haven't been picked up on the floor, it's really easy to fall into a state of disarray. And long story short, when my power was restored and my lights came back on, I had a newfound appreciation for living in the light. Although in the moment throughout those 3 weeks, I thought, you know, this isn't so bad. I think I could live with this. Once my lights came back on, I could not believe that I had been living in the dark. In today's passage, Paul tells the Ephesians, and us as extension, being of the same spiritual inheritance, that we are children of light. He tells us that we are light in the Lord, contrary to being darkness, and he urges us to live this life walking as children of light. And Paul goes on to describe a life that's full of light, and a life that's full of darkness. A life full of light is good and right and true and pleasing to the Lord. It's full of wisdom and understanding and the filling of the Spirit. It's this picturesque life full of peace and joy as we interact well with God and with one another. A life full of darkness, on the other hand, is full of deceit and disobedience. It lacks fruit and brings shame. It's evil and foolish and debaucherous, and it suffers from a lack of loving God and loving others, Now, this is all pretty straightforward, and if I were to ask you this morning, which of these two lives would you rather live? I think it's safe to say that you would without a doubt choose the life full of light. But it's interesting, isn't it? Because although we say we love the light, and we struggle every day to choose it over darkness, we find it difficult to stay away from the very things that we know lead us away from the light. We look inward and we see this disconnect between the life we're living and the life Paul outlines. And perhaps there are moments where you wonder, am I really a child of light? And I think our main encouragement and reminder today, we can find in the first thing Paul proclaims to the Ephesians in our passage. He says, "For at one time you were darkness, but now you are light in the Lord." It is in the Lord that you are light. You know, chances are right now that you are in some shape or form in the light. You know, maybe you're listening to this and the sun is streaming through your window, and maybe you turn the lights on. Maybe you're still in bed, but you have one of those artificial sunlight alarm clocks like the one I recently got to help me wake up. Whatever the case is, you're in the light. But it's not because you yourself are the source of light, is it? You're in the light because something is shining on you. And depending on how powerful that source of light is, now, that's how bright you become. What Paul tells the Ephesians is that even though at one time you were darkness, you are now light because of the shining light of Christ. Because of Jesus's redeeming love, you are bright. You are lit up. And actually, Christ is so powerful a source that we ourselves become light in him. We begin to radiate a light that mirrors his, and it becomes possible to live a life full of light. I think this is something so fundamental to the Christian walk, and yet I find myself forgetting this truth. I catch myself trying to generate light from within, and I try to be wise and be fruitful and sort of manifest this picture of a peaceful, joyful life. But actually, the whole of our efforts should be on drawing as near as we possibly can to Jesus, on soaking in his light and allowing his love to transform us. Our goal should be to always be exposed to Jesus and to surround ourselves with the things that bring us closer to him, and to be visible, as our passage calls it. If you couldn't tell, I'm really liking this metaphor and I feel like it's so rich with meaning. But in the interest of time, let's get practical. How can we be visible? How can we live a life that exposes us to as much Jesus as possible? Two things. First, I think we need to acknowledge that anything that isn't Jesus is darkness. If you're reflecting on this passage and you believe that Jesus, out of his love for you, died for your sins and rose again to conquer death and usher you into the abundant life with him, then you are in the light. Your life is brightened by the truth of Jesus. But when you let the things of this world block your view of him, when you busy yourself with desires for success or acceptance or comfort or autonomy, you block that light. It's like you're standing in the shade, or throwing the covers over your head, or opening an umbrella in your room. It's silly. Every day, remind yourself that Jesus brings light into your life, and that everything else is so, so dim in comparison. A second, do everything you can to surround yourself with Christ. You know, don't just get a little bit of light. You know, be bathed in it, be surrounded by it. Do everything in your power to prioritize the reading of his word and the going to him in prayer. Seek accountability and find brothers or sisters that can pull you out of your moments of darkness and point you back to the light. You know, if we realize we're prone to going back to the dark, it's so important to involve people in your commitment to staying in the light, isn't it? You know, really take seriously your fight against sin and of worldliness, and consider fasting and going without as we lead up to Easter. You know, in all these things, continue to love and submit to one another, and to love and submit to Christ. You are a child of light. Remember that. How will you live in the light today? Let's go to Him in prayer. Lord, we thank you that you are bright, that the light that is in you is so transformative. It ushers us into this life that we can live with you, this life full of joy and peace and love and fulfillment. Lord, although we're prone to desiring the things that are dark, help us instead to choose you. Help us to choose the path that is full of light. I pray for all my brothers and sisters. May they not try to do it out of their own power, out of their own ability, but instead, may they submit to you. May they remember your grace. May they remember your love today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.